And a pleasant good evening, everybody, and welcome to our post-bye week edition of the Bears Coaches Show here on this Monday night. On a mic, the Packers and Lions are playing NFL football in the division. The Vikings and Bears enjoying the bye week. We welcome in John Fox. Welcome back. Did you have a good time?
It was very nice.
Got a little sun, I could see. And yep. You shaved.
Yes.
I'm kind of disappointed in this.
Well, I actually got home last night and was itching, and I shaved it all off, and then I actually used the razor by about an hour ago.
Just for this show.
Yes.
Yeah, you had it for quite a while, but maybe the missus, put the hammer down.
No, she actually liked it too. Yeah, it was just more personal. It was bothering me, and so I got rid of it.
Kind of maybe a metaphor for the second half of the season.
Exactly.
Clean start, Big John.
Exactly.
Right? Fresh eight
Fresh
to
clean.
Go.
Fresh and clean.
Fresh and clean. Did you had the guys out on the field a little bit today, get them back and rolling again. Will you be able to better recognize if the break served them well, say, on Wednesday and Thursday?
Yeah, I think, today was a pretty good indicator. I think guys needed it. It was a good getaway for all of them, both mentally and physically. You get a little bit stale. They've been grinding pretty hard all the way since, Bourbon A in July. So I think, they were pretty enthusiastic today, and they got tomorrow off, and then we're back at it Wednesday.
All right, and so the Zach Miller return home, I don't know if you can update us on that. At the time earlier today, you said it was in the process, so is he back home?
Yeah, I don't know if he's actually landed yet. I did try to reach out to both he and his wife and didn't get an answer, so they could be en route, and we'll know a little bit more later tonight.
But great news. The story's getting national attention, obviously, as it should. It was a very serious situation. Probably more serious than we even realize. He issued a great release today on his Twitter account, thanking everybody involved. And Akeem Hicks apparently went down there on Thursday, the first day of the bye week. I thought that was a major move right there by Akeem, representing his teammates down there.
Zach's, very, very well liked and loved, really, in the whole building. And, his teammates even more so. They've been to battle a lot. And, like I said, he's well-respected, well-liked, and he's going to be missed.
Don't ever underestimate that, man. That's one thing we've learned. I don't care how serious the situation, in some form or fashion, whether it be on the playing field or in another form, he'll be on his feet once again.
Yeah, no doubt. I think just his, safety, just to be with his family and play with his kids, and, those are the immediate things. And I think we're, through that stage. And, as far as football goes, like you said, don't ever doubt Zach Miller.
All right, so what's John Fox's mind like after the bye week? You needed it as well as anybody, right?
Well, yeah, I think it was a good break for all the coaches and really all the players. Everybody in the building needed a break. And, so you just kind of get some rest. You don't realize really how tired you are until actually you get to sleep until 8 o'clock. Yeah, so it's
And not only that, the moment you relax, it's like a day and a half later, it really kicks in. You're tired.
Yeah, no, it was. It does catch up with you, and it was nice to have those four mornings sleeping in, and so you're really rejuvenated, and it was a lot of fun to be out there today.
Are you the kind of guy that are you able to separate, or do you constantly start thinking about football and circumstances and moments and what's next? And do you do that, or do you really get away?
Well, I think, physically obviously got away, but, it never really leaves your mind. There's things always turning there, but, I think, I really like this football team. I think, we've improved. I see, how they respond to each other and really kind of play for one another. So I think, that's a real big start, and now we just have to execute a little bit better in all three phases. And then if we can do that, there's really, I think nobody we've played or nobody left on our schedule that we can't compete with.
I think the defense in particular is feeling real good about themselves, man. I mean, they really are. Even the rookies are talking about it that way. There's something brewing there.
Yeah, I mean, I feel it, So now you got to go out. You can't talk about it. You got to show it. So it's, it's all ahead of us. It's an opportunity, and it's going to be interesting to see how we all respond.
Is that similar to what maybe you told them today?
Yeah. I mean, it's just basically what I told them even before. it's really like a halftime. You come in and doesn't matter what the score is, doesn't matter what the record is, and we have eight games left, another half of football. And right now all our focus and all their focus is on the Green Bay Packers.
And again, the Packers playing tonight against the Detroit Lions. We'll get into the Packers a little bit. But overall, some of the great things that happened in the first half. Let's start with Jordan Howard. Jordan Howard in his first 23 NFL games, his numbers, and this is nothing more than numbers, but it's surpassed what Walter Payton and Gale Sayers and Matt Forte did here in the Bears franchise in the first 23 games. Hard to imagine, really, when you think about it, but that's how good he's been.
Yeah, I mean, he's, big, physical. He's got great vision. He's a real humble, selfless guy, in the locker room, very well respected for a younger player. I think those numbers kind of prove it.
And then the other side of it is Mitchell Trubisky. Obviously, we talk about him so much, and how do you gauge his development and so forth and his impact. But looking at what he does when he's on the move, talk you will about Deshaun Watson running with the football. They've had a similar average, 7.3, 7.5 yards when they do get moving out of there. So, I mean, that's part of his game that we're going to continue to see. You'd like to see that continue to develop and him be able to take those chances every now and again. Don't take a beating, but right. Take smart chances.
Well, he's just going to get better and better. The one thing that we did in the second half of the first half or the second quarter of the season, the four games Mitchell started, is we didn't turn it over. And that gave us a chance to win, two of those four games. And, we were in every one of those games, which, is what you want with the opportunity to win in the fourth quarter. And he's done that in every game.
All you got to do is look at what the quarterbacks did yesterday. There was some big, big numbers, big math. But when you go look at the zero interceptions, really, you don't need 50 points to win if you got zero interceptions.
Yeah, I think, that's the biggest thing. And, in a couple games in that first quarter of the season, we had -4, -5 as far as the turnover ratio, and you got no chance.
As a defensive coach, when you had a quarterback like that on a couple of occasions get out on you and run 10, 15, 20 yards, what's it do to the defense?
It's definitely frustrating, because it limits the coverages you can run. You have to be very disciplined in your four-man rush if that's your ratio, 4 and 7. So it limits you. And whenever I have a mobile quarterback, there's different things you have to do with spy techniques, different kind of rush plans. It causes headaches for a defense for sure.
You do have your own concerns, obviously, on your own team. But when a player that did light it up like Deshaun did and you find out that he suffers an injury like that, it must even make the biggest football fan of all yourself, it hurts you a little bit, right?
Yeah, especially when it happens in practice. You do have to practice. And, sometimes athletes get hurt in practice. And, unfortunately, it was a young guy like Deshaun.
All right, John. We'll have another segment here with Coach.
You guys are freaking stud. No. It's been a tough beginning of the year. Everybody has their adversity that they have to push through, and I think that just as a whole, when I bring it back to the whole team thing, as a whole, I think that we've maintained.
That is Akeem Hicks deflecting the attention because they asked him here up here today here at Hallis Hall. John Fox back with you on the Coach's Show about how he looked at himself, and he goes, "Hey, man, I was pretty freaking good," but then quickly went to the team, which I love. It's not about one guy, and you've never made it that way. And these guys know better, put that down right from day one.
Yeah, I think it's definitely a team game, and really every decision we make is for the team. And Akeem's really bought into that. But there's no I in team, but there's an I in win. So that's individual responsibility, and he's definitely done his part.
And he is our Xfinity Player of the Game, brought to you by Xfinity, but I picked him for our first half Player of the Year so far. Obviously, it doesn't mean anything in that regard for the whole season, but Akeem's really been playing strong. And what I really loved hearing about him today, he immediately went to the other guys up front, especially Leonard Floyd. He really thinks the kid's coming on strong.
Yeah, well, Leonard's had a good first half of the season, and especially the last 4 weeks. I think over the last 4 weeks, we have 8 takeaways, which leads the league. On defense. So,
hey, I'm the one that's supposed to bring the Nuggets.
Yeah, but
that's a great nugget. I didn't know it led the league.
I'm wearing my glasses so I can see your cheat sheet. I stole it from you.
No, that's fantastic, though. I mean, I was asked this last night on our show on Fox with Luke Canales. He's, got 11 takeaways. It's as many as you had all last year, but 8 in the last 3 games. He goes, "Why?" I go, "Well, these guys are making plays on the ball. They're feeling aggressively confident."
Yeah, I think, the more you do it, the better you get. And I think these guys are definitely getting used to each other. And, we've rotated some lineups. I mean, even in the first half of the season, just across our football team, whether it's been on the offensive line or, even on defense, and inside linebacker, we've had a lot of different, groups in there. So But there's guys that have been in the system, you know, which I think is critical. And our defensive staff and defensive players have done a terrific job.
I know I asked you this before, but, you know, now that you had even a weekend to think about it and as you get ready for I mean, are you surprised at some things?
You know, I don't.
Or individually?
You know, I think.
You don't like to talk about individuals, but gosh,
no,
man,
I think, you know, I think our rookie class is really contributed. I like, you know, their mindset and how they go about their business. You know, we've got guys that, you know, like a Christian Jones that I've just seen get better, you know, over the last 2.5 years and watch him mature. And, you know, I think guys like Akeem, getting Eddie Goldman back, Ben Key, you know, those are two big dudes pushing inside the pocket. You know, Leonard Floyd, I think, you know, Pernell McPhee's had a good first half of the year. You know, Sam Acho, you know, just what a great presence he has in that locker room and in those meeting rooms. You know, I know I'm missing guys, you know,
Mitch,
the back end. You know, Mitch Unrein, who, you know, I had him in Denver, and he was the same guy there. And he's, you know, he's come in to, but, and he's been a starter. You know, I think originally when we signed him, it was, you know, a good depth guy, but, you know, he's been fantastic. He's very physical, and he just does everything right.
Okay, so let's take that as a case study.
Yeah.
How does a guy like that, and he is, he's a very good football player, nicest guy around. You bring him in for one role, but he manages to fend off all comers. How come guys like that keep doing that? There's certain guys like that around the league, and you've coached a ton of them.
Well, I think really it's, you know, it's discipline, you know, time management, you know, how much you prepare. You know, talent only goes so far. You know, it's the skills. And, you know, Mitch has been a guy his whole career that, you know, he's out of the University of Wyoming, and, you know, he didn't come into the league with a big splash, and, you know, he's earned everything he's got. And, you know, I think just watching his work ethic, watching his professionalism, you know, it's contagious. And so guys see that and, you know, try to mimic it, especially young players. And, you know, we've got a good, you know, young group of them. You know, Jonathan Bullard, you know, I think is a guy that's coming on. You know, Roy Robertson Harris is a guy that is flashed. And so, you know, you see guys go about their business like that, and, you know, that's what being a pro is.
You know, people are excited, even though the team is 3-5. They're mm-hmm. excited. They're thinking, okay, because they read into the idea that the records of the opponents coming up are not as good as they were in the first half of the season. The Bears should have a greater chance to win games in the second half. What do you tell your team on that stuff when you still you got to get to 500 first before we can start talking about anything else?
Well, I mean, you know, again, it sounds cliche, and it probably is, but, you know, it is one game at a time, and that's where our focus has to be. There are no cupcakes in this league. They're all hard. I don't care what the record is, you know, especially with two big division games coming up, starting with Green Bay. You know, the records go out the window. So,
Boy, you're flinging the cliche.
We're going to get, there's no doubt. We're going to get what we deserve,
yeah.
You know, and if we work hard enough, winning will be what we deserve.
One more segment with Coach John Fox coming up here in a second.
My ability to make plays, you know, being a rookie, just coming to this level and automatically fitting in the offense and making plays. And then just the things I can work on, just like I said, you know, running between the tackles, taking what's there and not trying to be too greedy.
That's Tariq Cohen, the Bears rookie running back, always oozing confidence. Back here at PNC Studios at Hallis Hall with John Fox and the Coaches Show at 6:53. Pretty much summarizes him, right?
I think so. You know, I think... you know, he's kind of started to balance things quite a bit, and I think he sees, you know, there's things inside as well. And, you know, and he's actually just short. He's not small. You know, he runs with actually pretty good power for his size. And, you know, I think listening to that confidence, you know, the only way you survive in this business is you got to be a legend in your own mind. And so he's not lacking for confidence, which makes him special.
Yeah, you did smile when he was talking. So that is true. I think you need that. If you doubt yourself, you're in big trouble. And if you think you're beat, as Tom always says, Tom Thayer. So have you had a team like this? Something similar?
You know, I think, you know, we're young, and that's not an excuse. We just are. Even our veterans are young, which is kind of fun because it's fun to watch them grow, and it's fun to watch that confidence build. And, you know, it's been fun to be a part of, and I'm excited about this next half.
Another rookie I think we're all excited about is Eddie Jackson. Mm-hmm. I keep talking about this. I think it's a necessity. You tell me if I'm wrong. You have to have a big gun back there at safety. somehow, some way, you have to develop one, and he's on that path, right?
Yeah, I mean, he's a playmaker, and he understands the game. He's been well-schooled. He's got good football intelligence for his age. And there's a maturity about him, you know, as far as it relates to football, how he goes about his business, how he studies, you know, how he prepares. And, you know, he's got natural ball skills, which, you know, are a key element back there and, you know, helps with getting around the ball and making plays on the ball.
Flip back to offense. Dontrell Inman, now you got a chance to see him practice. Just watching, again, it's just highlights, but watching his highlights with Philip Rivers last year, he was getting behind defenses. He was moving the chains. He had a bunch of first down catches. Good on third down. He averaged 16 yards a catch on third down. He was targeted almost 100 times last year. This is not some slouch receiver just picked up off the street. This guy can maybe help you out right now.
Well, right now he's going to be, you know, our most experienced guy, you know, which, you know, that football intelligence helps, you know, and it, you know, he can relate to the players. He can, you know, teach them along the way and, you know, again, how to study, how to prepare. So he's already been, you know, an important cog just in the last couple of weeks. And, you know, obviously now he'll know our offense better. This bye week has really helped him. And excited to watch him play against Green Bay.
I know you don't have to say anything until Wednesday when the injury report comes out, but would you just give me a ballpark? Is Marcus Wheaton close to coming back?
Yeah, I think, you know, he worked out today. He didn't do a lot of the team periods, but he did individual. And, you know, I'm cautiously optimistic and excited.
What a frustrating time for him.
Oh.
I mean, you can't even draw that up. I mean,
no.
I guy's got bad luck right now.
Well, yeah, I think hopefully that's all behind him. It'll be nothing but good luck here the next half of the season.
Brett Hundley comes in with the Packers. Again, they're playing tonight. It's different, you know, but the worst mistake anybody could ever make, including that locker room, is to say, okay, we got this, just because Aaron Rodgers isn't.
No, I think, you know, Brett's proved, you know, I watched him coming out of UCLA and, you know, saw him play in college, and he's very athletic. He can make all the throws, and, you know, I mean, he's been a one-game starter, you know, so curious to see, you know, how they use him, what different things Mike McCarthy does with him, but he's an athlete, and he can move around as well.
They're getting healthier elsewhere, and they are running it better than they did maybe when they first met you guys in Green Bay. Would that be accurate?
Yeah, I think both tackles are back, and at least they were healthy a week ago. We'll see how tonight goes, but, you know, they've kind of solidified in the offensive line. I think they've got a little more depth at running back. I'm not sure where they're going to be tight end-wise, you know, where Martellus is, but, you know, again, like, we'll have a good idea tomorrow morning.
And you've really treated the fans, whether you won or lost those games at Soldier Field, they've been really down. Every game has been exciting. So you got two games back-to-back at home in the month of November. Home crowd should be revved up pretty good for you guys.
Well, they've been great all season. You know, our home crowd's been incredible. You know, our road crowd's been great as well. We travel well. So, you know, I know it's a lot more fun for them when we win, and we're going to be doing everything in our power to make that happen.
All right, John, go enjoy the game tonight. We'll talk to you next week, and good luck.
Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate it.
That's Bears head coach John Fox.
We took a lot of strides going into the bye week, just doing things a little bit better. I really wanted to see us be at a, you know, at least 4-4, a nice .500 sitting going into the bye week. But unfortunately, we weren't able to take care of business down there in New Orleans. And we just got to keep fighting out of this hole because we're down two games. We've got to get back.
And that is Akeem Hicks earlier today here at Hallis Hall. Welcome back to PNC Studios as we get you set for the second half of the season. And pleased to be joined by Vic Fangio, the Bears' outstanding defensive coordinator. Good to see you.
Good to be on.
How'd you handle your bye week in the weekend? Because everybody's assuming you get the whole week. When I say bye week, everybody, oh, they get the whole week off. No, that's not how it is. But you did have 4 days to do whatever it is you wished, right?
Yep, and I slept in most of those days. Tried to catch up on some sleep.
Yeah. Yeah, and I asked Coach this, Coach Fox, is it always on your mind, though? Is it impossible to just disconnect from football?
Some guys do a better job of it than others. You know, I'm pretty much on my mind a good bit of the time.
Is it a creative process? Maybe I should do this? Could I try this? Or I wish we would have done that? Do you live in the past? Do you only look to the future? What's your style?
All the above. You know, go back and forth. You know, We're our own worst critic, and but yet always trying to get better and always thinking ahead, too.
Thing is, there's some young players on your defense now, and you mentioned it a couple weeks ago. It's a fun group. You're enjoying coaching these guys. Not that you didn't before, but some of the fruits of your labor is starting to sprout and bear fruit, right?
Absolutely. We've had a pretty good influx of players, you know, from what we inherited here in 2015 till now. So, and we've have improved our talent level, and these guys are eager. They've bought into what we're trying to do. They're wanting to get better. They're trying to pay attention to the details, and I think they come to work every day wanting to learn and get better.
Everybody's always trying to grasp. When I say everyone, fans and media trying to grasp and name an identity or something that's a hook for this football team. Specifically defensively, though, do you feel something brewing? Because you're in it with these guys shoulder to shoulder, face to face every day about the group you have out there. And you've played a lot of different players. They've had to fill roles because of injuries and so forth. They know your system. The guys that have, you know, that were being, you know, essentially replaced, but yet competing for their jobs, and guys losing their jobs because of injury for the moment. And then you got guys like Christian Jones and Adrian Amos stepping in and becoming something because they are familiar with their defense. You're being coached up properly in the same scheme for 3 years. Does that make a big difference in terms of their swagger and their style?
Well, I think anytime you have success, and we had that run of success there where we won the two games back to back, and we were doing a lot of good things prior to those two games. You know, we beat a good Pittsburgh team, you know, had a defensive game against Minnesota. You know, I think the big thing that happened is we finally got some takeaways in those two games, and they were big takeaways, you know, point-producing takeaways, swing of field position takeaways. I think that was a hump that they all felt they needed to get over. And we got over that temporarily. You know, hopefully we can continue that moving forward. And I think that took them to a new level of confidence.
In addition, you have some young players that are clearly making steps in the right direction, not to mention Akeem. You know, Akeem Hicks has been something, but we're talking about Floyd. We're talking about Eddie Jackson. We're talking about, you know, Danny Trevathan, who's a veteran presence there. Are these guys playing at a level that you had envisioned before the season started? Do they have a lot more room to grow in that regard as well?
I think they have a lot of room to grow, and I think Danny Trevathan's a good example of that. You know, last year he came in here and in the second game broke a bone in his hand, missed a couple games, and then had to come back and play with a cast on, and that's never a good thing. And then he was starting to play without the cast and hurt his knee and missed, you know, the last, I don't know, 6, 7, or 8 games. And, you know, and then this year in camp, he doesn't get to practice much until the back half of camp, and started really playing better about game 3, 4 in that range there because he's practicing and playing and getting a lot of reps, both in practice and in the game. And I think his play reflected that, you know, contrary to the belief of some people, you do need to practice. And, you know, that really has helped his play. Same thing with Leonard Floyd. You know, he's been available all year. He's practiced all year. And I think his play has improved because of that. You know, so because a lot of these guys, we've been here 3 years, the coaches, but most of these players haven't been. So, you know, practice is critical. Experience, success is critical. And you build on each of those things.
Bears defensive coordinator Vic Fangio with us. A couple
Everybody
of more segments.
Really get comfortable with planning each other and just holding everyone accountable. And that's just all we got to do. Everybody's got to come out and just do their job and play their role.
That is Eddie Jackson, the Bears rookie safety. Welcome back to PNC Studio here at Hallisaw with Bears defensive coordinator Vic Fangio with you here tonight until 7:30. Eddie, we just were talking in the break about and we talked about last segment too, just his maturity. Maybe it's just, you know, he's always been coached by top shelf secondary. I mean, Nick Saban is an outstanding secondary. You certainly know defensive backs. John was a secondary coach. And Ed Donatell has been a secondary coach for a long time. Does that help?
Oh, it helps, but still, you know, who you're working with helps more. And Eddie's come in here and done a really good job. I think he was, you know, he's just got a football brain and a football mindset and understands the game. You know, he understands adjustments. You can talk to him on a high level. I think it would be that way for him no matter where he went to college, to be honest with you. Some guys just have it and some guys don't. And he's got it, and the game kind of comes easy for him. He's still learning a lot as he goes, but he doesn't get flustered.
Was it fun for you to face six Super Bowl quarterbacks in the first eight games of the season?
Well, you know, you just kind of come to expect it, but I don't know if we have that in the back half of this, the schedule, but it will seem like that by the time we kick off every Sunday.
That's true. The impressive part of it for me is you didn't make it easy on anybody, that's for sure. Some of the points that were scored against your defense, the result of short fields also, sudden change. You guys were put in that position quite a bit in the first half of the first half of the season, the first four games and whatnot. And that resilience had to tell you something about what you had in terms of the mentality and the heart of those guys.
Yeah, those guys are playing tough. They're playing physical. They're trying to play smart. You know, they've bought into what we're trying to do, and they believe in each other, and they're trying to play as one, you know, all 11 guys at one time. And while they're all trying to master their own craft and improve as an individual player, knowing that the unit they want to have got a lot of pride in the unit and proven.
Even though you even admitted, you know, you guys have been here 3 years, but the players haven't. Because of how they're playing as one, are you able to do a little bit more than you did in the first couple years in terms of whatever it is you'd like to wrinkle in the scheme or whatnot? Trust, I guess, is the key word.
Mm-hmm. Well, in some ways, you can do a little bit more and you feel more comfortable about doing it. But, you know, when your talent level improves, you don't have to do a little bit more either. So it's a fine line there. We do feel like we can do more if needed. But, you know, we're just trying to play sound, good fundamental football and add the little wrinkles here and there when we think they can be to our advantage.
Have you been as aggressive as you would like to be as a play caller?
We have been at times this year than we have been in the past, you know, in certain games where we felt it was called for. You know, that's part of watching your team play and seeing what style fits them the best. Again, a lot of it's opponent-driven, but I do think we have the capabilities of being a more aggressive, you know, if you want to use that word, as far as pressure and defense.
Yeah, the numbers bear that truth, too, because you guys are one of the top teams in the league in terms of blitz, passing, quarterback rating, and so forth. I don't know if you get into all that.
Mm-mm.
No, I didn't think so. I do. I kind of like it, but seventh in sack percentage, though, that's something that's significant. And three and out drives, you know, one of the top teams in the league, almost a third of the possessions have been three and out, which is a huge, huge, huge help.
It is. You know, we'd like the takeaways, but if you're not getting the takeaway, three and out is a good way also to try and flip the field, and hopefully you're winning in the punt game and the kicking game to coincide with that. But three and outs are big. We've also had some drives that have gone a long ways, you know, as far as number of plays, but we've had our fair share of three and outs, and we do keep track of that.
It was brought to my attention. I haven't had a chance to actually investigate it, but it was brought to my attention today that this defense is the only one in the league that does not have a player that has been to a Pro Bowl.
Yeah, I've heard that earlier this year. In fact, the guy that told me that said it's been the last 2 years.
Wow.
The last 2 years, this is the only roster both years that didn't have a player on it defensively that had ever been to a Pro Bowl.
It says something then about what you guys are doing. Because, listen, this yards per play is top 10. You guys are way at the top in terms of some significant numbers. Obviously, wins matter most, but.
Right. We'd like to get that turned. We'd like to get some players here to play good enough to be considered for those off-season awards. But like I tell the players, you know, we got to play well as a unit to get to there. And then, like you said, we got to win games, you know, because that's when people notice you.
All right, one more segment with Coach Vic Fangio.
And welcome
back to PNC Studio here at Halas Hall, the final segment of our Bears Coaches Show. Bears will host the Packers on Sunday at Soldier Field coming out of the bye. I asked John Fox this, Vic. Do you get a better idea maybe Wednesday, Thursday, to see if the break helped these guys from a fresh, refreshing standpoint? You know, do they run differently? They run better? Do they seem energized?
Well, I think the break has the most effect on the guys that maybe were nursing some things. So those guys are anxious to see if they're moving around better. The other guys should be moving around better. There is a little bit of a push and pull there. Some guys get a little lax. And, you know, I think it's important to go out on Wednesday and Thursday and have good, you know, lively practices, get people moving back in the groove.
Are some guys becoming bigger voices on the defense than you would have guessed when the season started, based on their performance and how they're attacking the game right now? Obviously, you knew Danny would be, Jarrell when he was available, Akeem, others, maybe even Eddie?
Yeah, I mean, Eddie's a quiet voice in there. He's more with his actions, but he's gotten enthusiastic about his good play and others' good plays, and I think that's contagious. I just think guys experience success, no matter how small it is, helps them, and it gets contagious. And, you know, even a young guy like Eddie Jackson, you know, he's developed to be him and Adrian share the responsibility of leading that secondary and making calls. So, you know, that's been good to see.
In terms of what some of these young quarterbacks are doing in the league, I just look at yesterday and the 50 points being thrown up here left and right, the Rams, yeah. You got all these young quarterbacks. Are you surprised they're making such an impact right away? Our own Mitchell Trubisky is getting his feet wet as a starter, but, you know, the Goffs, the Wentzes, the Watsons, the Dak Prescott. He's only thrown 8 interceptions in his, you know, first year and a half of professional football. Is it a little bit surprising?
Well, I just think it speaks to their talent level. You know, obviously these guys have good talent. You know, there's been a lot that have come in and haven't.
Right.
You didn't mention in that group. So, and I think the talent separates them. I think some of the guys you've mentioned too have gotten plugged into some good teams, you know, where there's good players around them, which makes life a little bit easier to adjust to. I think the pro game has adopted some of the things that are popular in college football to help these guys have some success early and adjust. So I think it's a lot of little things, but ultimately it comes down to talent. And these guys have talent, and coaches that are coaching them have done a good job in bringing it out.
You get Brett Hundley and the Packers on Sunday. Quick thought.
He's a talented guy. You know, he's definitely in the upper half of quality backups in the NFL. Does a lot of things similar to Rodgers in that he's athletic, can run. You know, they're just like some of these other guys you mentioned, doing some of the zone read with him to where he can hand it off or pull it, you know, which is always another dimension and a way to help a guy experience some success and for a team to move the football. So it adds a dimension that you have to defend. But, he's a talented guy, and anxious to see him play tonight.
All right. Well, good luck. Go watch the Packers and Lions, and then get ready for Green Bay's arrival on Sunday. Thanks for joining us.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
That's Bears defensive coordinator Vic Fangio. Coach Fox earlier tonight coming into the bye week cleanly shaven.
Well, I actually got home last night and was itching, and I shaved it all off, and then I actually used the razor probably about an hour ago.
Just for this show.
Yes.
Yeah, you had it for quite a while, but maybe the missus, you know, put the hammer down.
No, she actually liked it, too. Yeah, it was just more personal. It was bothering me, and so I got rid of it.
Kind of maybe a metaphor for the second half of the season.
Exactly.
Clean start, Big
exactly.
John.
Exactly.
Right? Fresh eight
Fresh
to
clean.
Go.
Fresh and clean.
Fresh and clean. Did you had the guys out on the field a little bit today, get them back and rolling again. Will you be able to better recognize if the break served them well, say, on Wednesday and Thursday?
Yeah, I think, you know, today was a pretty good indicator. I think guys needed it. It was a good getaway for all of them, you know, both mentally and physically. You get a little bit stale. They've been grinding pretty hard all the way since, Bourbon A in July. So I think, they were pretty enthusiastic today, and they got tomorrow off, and then we're back at it Wednesday.
All right, and so the Zach Miller return home, I don't know if you can update us on that. At the time earlier today, you said it was in the process, so is he back home?
Yeah, I don't know if he's actually landed yet. I did try to reach out to both he and his wife, and didn't get an answer, so they could be en route, and we'll know a little bit more later tonight.
Great news. The story's getting national attention, obviously, as it should. It was a very serious situation, probably more serious than we even realize. He issued a great release today on his Twitter account, thanking everybody involved. And Akeem Hicks apparently went down there on Thursday, the first day of the bye week. I thought that was a major move right there by Akeem, representing his teammates down there.
You know, Zach's, you know, very, very well liked and loved, really, in the whole building. And, you know, his teammates even more so. You know, they've been to battle a lot. And, you know, like I said, he's well-respected, well-liked, and he's going to be missed.
Don't ever underestimate that, man. That's one thing we've learned. I don't care how serious the situation, in some form or fashion, whether it be on the playing field or in another form, he'll be on his feet and once again.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, I think just his, you know, safety, to, just to be with his family and play with his kids, and, you know, those are the immediate things. And I think we're, you know, through that stage. And, you know, as far as football goes, I mean, like you said, don't ever doubt Zach Miller.
All right, so what's John Fox's mind like after the bye week? You needed it as well as anybody, right?
Well, yeah, I think it was a good break for all the coaches and really all the players. Everybody in the building needed a break. And, you know, so you just kind of get some rest. You don't realize really how tired you are until actually you get to sleep until 8 o'clock. Yeah, so it's
well, and not only that, the moment you relax,
yeah,
it's like a day and a half later, it really kicks in. You know, you're tired.
Yeah. No, it was, it does catch up with you. And it was nice to have those 4 mornings sleeping in. And, you know, so you're really rejuvenated. And it was a lot of fun to be out there today.
Are you the kind of guy that, are you able to separate, or do you constantly start thinking about football and circumstances and moments and what's next? And do you do that, or do you really get away?
Well, I think, you know, physically obviously got away, but, you know, it never really leaves your mind. You know, there's things always turning there. But, you know, I think, you know, I really like this football team. You know, I think, you know, we've improved. I see, you know, how they respond to each other and really kind of play for one another. You know, so I think, you know, that's a real big start. And now we just have to execute a little bit better in all 3 phases. And if we can do that, there's really, you know, I think nobody we've played or nobody left on our schedule that we can't compete with.
I think the defense in particular is feeling real good about themselves, man. I mean, they really are. Even the rookies are talking about it that way. There's something brewing there.
Yeah, I mean, I feel it, you know, so now you got to go out, you can't talk about it, you got to show it. So it's, you know, it's all ahead of us, it's an opportunity, and it's going to be interesting to see how we all respond.
And that's going to end our show for tonight. For Bears head coach John Fox, along with Vic Fangio, Dan Barilli, Andy Gersher, and Keith Johnson, I'm Jeff Joniak. Bears Packers Sunday at Soldier Field, 9 a.m. pregame, noon kickoff. Thanks for listening, everybody. From PNC Studio at Hallis Hall, this is News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.